Good morning. It's lovely to be here with you this morning. My name is Ellie and I'm the curate here at All Saints. Now, I like to think that I'm quite good at sharing things. I like to share my belongings. Apart from, I think, perhaps my Ferrero Rocher, which I tend to get bought for me at Christmas or on Mother's Day or on my birthday. And I like my Ferrero Rocher. You know, you only get about 10 in there, don't you? It's not a lot. And I like to think they're my chocolates. I tend to live in a house where everybody says, come on, can I just have one of your chocolates? Can I just have one? And then I feel a little bit guilty. And then I know, Sue, but I end up sharing them. And then they're not my Ferrero Rocher. But I guess it's just the thing a mum has to do, isn't it? So I think I know I'm good at sharing. I like to share my things. Apart from crisps. I'm not very good at sharing crisps. I am one of those people that with my bag of crisps, when someone says, can I have one, I go like that. And they can just about get their fingers in and get a tiny crisp. I really am bad with crisps. But I like to think I'm good at sharing. I do. I like to share my things. Now, sometimes things get shared in my house. I don't even know they've been shared. It's quite a surprise to me. Sometimes I go and look for the hairspray. I don't realise I've shared it. I've shared it with somebody in a different bedroom. Sometimes I've shared my socks and I didn't realise that I'd given them to my daughter. She's got them on. Sometimes I've shared my makeup. I'm looking for eyeliner and it's not there. And I think, well, I must have shared it with somebody. I can't remember who. Quite often it's a hairbrush. I like to share my hairbrush quite a lot. Sometimes it's the hairdryer. Sometimes it's the straighteners. I'm really good at sharing those things without actually knowing that I've shared them. It's incredible. But on a more serious note, I was thinking about sharing and I was thinking about that reading from Acts. And I was thinking about the time during COVID when we were in lockdown and it was a really difficult time. And I wasn't living here at that time. I've only been here with you guys about 3 months. I was living in Eccleshall. And I know this has happened all over the country, but where we lived in Eccleshall, we had a community support fund that we set up. And it was called Eccleshall Cares. And it was designed to help people who were in real need during that time. And what Eccleshall Cares did was it decided that it was going to help people in their homes who couldn't go and get their shopping because they were perhaps a bit too old or they were vulnerable. And we ended up with about 100 volunteers who decided to share their time. And they went out and did shopping for people around the community of Eccleshall. They also decided that they were going to share their time by going and getting prescriptions for people. They also shared their cars and they took people to hospital when they needed to go to appointments. And they also shared their money. We set up a virtual food bank. So we didn't have food, as it were, in the house. What we did was people sent money into a bank account and then we used that and we did a shop for people that were in need, people that had perhaps lost their jobs and had no money. At Christmas, we even had people sharing their money buying Christmas presents for children with families that couldn't afford to buy them Christmas presents because parents had lost their jobs. So Eccleshall Cares was a real good time of people coming along and sharing who they were, the gifts that they had, their cars, their money and their time. And I know from speaking to Nick and from speaking to other people that areas like Wellington and all around the country, people set up these community support schemes to help one another and to share in a really, really difficult time. Now, things for us haven't always been really easy either. Joe and I, when we were younger, went through a difficult time and we found that we needed to use CAP, Christians Against Poverty. And they shared with us how to get out of debt. And we were part of a church that was really loving and caring. And when we asked for help, people shared with us. I remember somebody coming round to the house and sharing a box of nappies with me. I remember somebody coming round to the house and sharing other things with me. A Christmas hamper came to our house by surprise one Christmas because we hadn't got much money. I remember an envelope being put through the door when somebody shared their cash with us. And we never knew who it was, but they shared their money with us. And that was a real blessing to me in a time of need to know that the church wanted to share with me. Now, in our reading from Acts this morning that Ostina shared with us, we had a time of radical sharing. We read about the fact that the people in Acts, the church in Acts, were people who radically shared everything. They sold all of their possessions. Nothing that they had they claimed as their own. Can you imagine selling your car, selling your house, selling your clothes, selling your toys, selling all of your belongings in order to help other people in the church? What a radical thing it was that they did in Acts. Can you imagine somebody even coming over and saying, "Can I borrow your car?" Or it not even being an issue. "There are the keys, go and share my car. Oh yeah, the lawnmower's in the shed, go and share that. Oh yes, of course you can share with my toys, that's absolutely fine." I think we'd find it a bit difficult, wouldn't we? Perhaps if I turned up at Caroline's and said, "I'm going to look through your wardrobe, I fancy those trousers, I thought I'd share them with you," I don't think she'd be very impressed. But that is what the church in Acts was like. I don't think they shared clothes, but they shared everything that they had. There was a man in that story who even sold his land, and he brought that money in order that the people that had nothing could have something. Really not like our young people in the drama this morning, who didn't want to even share the air that they had, that they breathed. And then as I was looking at this church in Acts, and I was thinking about the church here, and as I said, I've only been here a few months, I thought to myself, what a generous church this is. What a generous group of people you are. Look at how much food you have brought in this morning. I thought about all of the things that you do, and I thought, what generous people we have with their time and with their treasure and with their talents. Generous people giving their music gifts. Generous people welcoming us on the door. People sharing their time to clean our church and to put out beautiful decorations. People sharing their time to volunteer at the children's groups. People sharing their time to work at the Oasis Lunch Club. People sharing their time all over the community that perhaps we don't even hear about. The pastoral visits that go on, the phone calls that take place. People who share their time praying for one another. So much wonderful sharing. What a generous church we have. And I think that is why we are so blessed to be filling up as a church. I think that's why people are coming into this church, because they see it's a generous place to be. People are generous with their love and with their time and with their possessions. So I want to say to you this morning, thank you. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for the time that you give. Thank you for everything that you offer to this church and to God and to this community. There might be some of us here this morning are thinking, I don't have anything to offer. I don't have any money to offer, and I'm really busy, and I don't have any time, and oh gosh, I don't really have any gifts or talents. Maybe for you, at the moment, you're in a really difficult time, and maybe you need the church to come around you and to share with you. And so what I would want to say to you this morning is, please be open to us. Please tell us that you need us to share with you. If you need somebody's love, if you need somebody's friendship, if you're struggling financially, come and talk to somebody so that we can share with you. So that we can be a generous church, so that we can show you our love this morning.